This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we look ahead to the Easter long weekend, we thought you might like some options for some films to watch. So we sent Real Dialogue's Russ Matthews on a hunt, not an Easter egg hunt, but an Easter film hunt, to seek out some of the best films that will get you and the family in the mood for Easter. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Sam. This is fun. I've been out there, you know, digging around trying to find the best films for you.
I'm sure you have. All right, well, let's start with a classic film for Easter. What are you bringing to the table?
Well, you know, many people could probably think of it like The Greatest Story Ever Told or The Robe or maybe even Easter Parade with Judy Garland. But I'm going to have to say the classic for me is still Ben-Hur.
If you stay here, you will find yourself part of this tragedy.
I am already part of this tragedy.
Now, this has been remade a number of times, Russ. I know that the most recent one was only a few years ago, but you're going for the 1959 version, which is an absolute epic, isn't it?
It is an epic as far as length, and also that it used to hold the record as far as the most number of Academy Awards ever won. But it still holds up, and it still really kind of is one of those great ones to be able to go through and see some great action and a great story, but then also overlaid over the whole story of the crucifixion of Jesus.
And this is the film that kind of coined the term bigger than Ben-Hur, isn't it?
It is, because as far as the length and also just the epic nature of it, as far as the filming, I mean, you really can't go wrong with the 1959 version. You can do the 2016 version, but I still think the Charlton Heston one is the best option.
Yeah, Russ, it is indeed 3 hours, 44 minutes, which I think is about 10 minutes shy of Zack Snyder's Justice League.
That's right. So Zack is definitely taking from the Ben-Hur playbook.
So are we going to say that's bigger than Zack Snyder's Justice League from now on or what?
No, I think I'll still stick with Ben-Hur.
me too. All right. So that's a classic film to watch. What about a family option that the family can gather around?
You know, there's not as many family options out there for Easter films. You have Hop and Peter Rabbit or maybe even The Prince of Egypt. But I still think one of the best ones, and this might be a surprise to you, is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Now, why would you pick this for Easter?
You know what? I was going through all of the different films, and actually this one is probably the most accessible for families, but also has within the kind of the biblical analogy or the allegory that C.S. Lewis's classic novel is really the story of the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, granted, it's Aslan opposed to Jesus himself, but you can really see it, and I think it also gives a great opportunity for families to have a discussion about Easter.
All right. And what about one for the grown-ups to enjoy together?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think a lot of people can kind of have a tendency to push towards The Passion of the Christ, but I'm sorry, I can only watch that one once, or The King of Kings. But I think one of the best films that came out recently was called Risen.
I served the Roman Empire. I fought wars against those who did not believe in our gods. But nothing could prepare me for the truth that is now. Risen.
Yeah, Risen is really fascinating because it's a completely different kind of take on this whole story of the crucifixion. Joseph Fiennes and Tom Felton, who you might know from the Harry Potter series, play these Roman military individuals who have to go through and discover or try to find out the mystery of where the body of Jesus went. And so they actually have to go through and ask all the big questions and kind of go through and do. It's almost like this investigative scene and going through and finding out what really happened. And so it's really a different perspective on a very familiar but life-changing story.
All right. Well, there are three suggestions of films to watch over the Easter long weekend. A classic, Ben-Hur, which is on iTunes. A family option, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which is on Disney+. And, of course, for the grown-ups, Risen, which is on Amazon Prime. Russ Matthews, you've done it again. Congratulations.
That's great. I hope you have a great Easter.
You too, buddy. You too.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.